Within the laws of Hilchos Pesach Neses is a siman which essentially talks about midos and derech eretz. And the Mishnah Berurah continues and discusses the different approaches which a person should conduct themselves in their life. V'chein yirchak misheker b'tachlis harichuk. A person should distance themselves as much as possible from speaking lies, speaking falsehood. And on this, the Piskei Tshuva says, "V'hu mi'arba kitos she'ena mekabelos p'nei Hashchina." This, as the Gemara relates, says that this is one of four groups of individuals that are not going to merit having any connection to the Shechina, to Hashem's divine presence. Furthermore, a mishaker, a person who lies, the Gemara says, is ke'ilu oved avodas kochavim. It's like you're an idol worshiper, as a person who worships idols strays from the ways of Hashem and Torah, which represents emes. So by lying, is comparable to a person who is an oved avodah zarah. Furthermore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sono, Hashem hates such conduct. U'motav adam she'es asek v'neveila. How often we're so conscious and concerned of the things that we put into our mouths, but we don't care so much about what comes out of it. On this, the Piskei Tshuva says that when it comes to the two, obviously we should be cautious in particular about kashrus, but better that a person should be engaged in consuming the vela, non-kosher meat, than for a person to speak sheker, which means that more important is the way that a person speaks and the things that come out of their mouth than that which even goes in it. Of course, that's not to say that eating the veil is something which is permissible, but it's coming to signify how a person should be so far away from lying. So much the Torah says, we don't find any other place, any other midah where the Torah says, distance yourself from it. But that's what the Torah says. It says, b'dvar sheker tirchak. Doesn't say that by anything else, but when it speaks about falsehood, lies, it says do your very best to distance yourself as much as possible from it. Here goes the sheker. Furthermore, the issue of a person who is known to lie, who ra'al shemayim v'ra'al brios. Not only will Hashem, as we've already seen, something which does not look favorably upon in Hashem's eyes, but furthermore, also ra'al brios among people in this world, Dol Hazeh, Varabalam Haba, certainly also in the world to come. He says, Vagam Kishimadaber MS, even if the few times, like the boy who cried wolf, that once in a while maybe you'll actually say something which is truthful. In my meaning, no one's going to believe a word that comes out of your mouth because you're a liar. That's how people know you. That's your reputation. So even at the times when you say MS, no one's going to know that you are saying the truth. Ain shomen lo, no one's going to listen to you. Ain rots and laso simo maso matan. And when it comes to business transactions, which is really the theme of the siman, no one's going to have any interest in doing any business with you. After all, you're probably going to cheat and lie to them as well. Rosh kol hamidos ra'os hu sheker. And he says that the greatest of all the negative traits that one could attach themselves to is lying. V'todasu gaiva ramos ruach. The subcategory which it really stems from is a person who's a baal gaiva, is haughty. Because you can look at someone square in the face and lie to them shows that you are obviously a very haughty person. You don't really care about what other people think of you. And it says the bigger issue is v'hirguba kashul ifrosh mimenu rachman olzlan. If a person lies on a continual basis, it becomes addictive and it becomes a hard habit to break. And therefore, God forbid, a person who does lie continuously to the point they're going to end up speaking, they're not even going to realize that the words that they're coming out of their mouths are lies, but that's just what they become accustomed to do. And therefore, as it says in Mishlei, how a person should guard their lips to the point that they should only speak truth. By doing so, Matzalos Mimisa, literally, as it's brought down in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it saves a person from death. But Dover Emes Olam Lo Yichashel, a person who speaks truthfully, they will never stumble. But Tzadikim Hayu Moisim Nashim. In fact, when it comes to some of the Tzadikim, they would do everything that it would possibly cause. Shalallah Hoitzi Dover Shekim Epihem and Filbam Makam Sakan. Even under dire circumstances, they would do everything in their power never to have to say something which is not true. Scharm Gam Be'Om Hazeh. And the reward, you would imagine, of course, they're doing this in order that they will be zoicha to a tremendous olam haba. The reality is they'll also merit olam hazeh in this world. Shekol divrehim is kayomim, because whenever they say something, people are going to realize that they're truthful and it has meaning, and that the words that they say will endure, will stand. And as the Gemara discusses, the few discussions of the focusing on the words emes and sheker, that if we look at the word emes and sheker, we find that sheker does not stand. The letters shin, kuf, and resh, if you would look at them, and if you would stand them up, so to speak, each one of them, the way that they're fashioned, if you would look at those letters, they do not have the ability to stand. They would just topple right over. However, when it comes to the letters aleph, mem, and saf, which spell the word MS, each of those have a base, which means that there's two balancing one another, as though to say that if you would stand up these letters, they would endure forever, because a person who lies, eventually they'll get caught, will not have merit, eventually people will not listen to and trust you. On the other hand, we should be zocha that we should listen, and we try our best to only speak MS, and by doing so, everyone will trust us, and furthermore, it will endure.